You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, the Trend Zone.
Hello, Casey here with Dave. We are the Football Dudes, and in today's episode, we'll talk the new mega deal that Super Bowl MVP Pat Mahomes just signed and what that might mean for the NFL's next crop of superstar quarterbacks, including my guy Dak Prescott, all those cats looking for their next deal. But Dave, before we get into all that, before we blast off into the Trend Zone, dude, got to have a tasty nug for the journey.
Dude, it's the SoFi Stadium video board, bro. This thing is huge, man. 2.2 million pounds, 70,000 square feet of digital LED. It's 120 yards long. That's bigger than the football field, Casey. It's wider than the football field, man. It's like 1.5 times as wide as the football field. 260 speakers. Man, it's going to blow your eardrums out, and it's going to blow your mind at the same time. 1,500 home theater systems power equivalency, Casey. That's crazy stuff. Jared's jealous.
Jared's like, it's not that big. That's not that loud. That's not that many megapixels. But if you haven't seen this thing, get over to the Rams website or even the SoFi and check this thing out. It is completely awesome.
Yeah, man. It's outstanding. All right, man.
Dave, despite all the craziness out in the world and the COVID shutting things down, it doesn't seem like anything can stop the monster that is the NFL making headlines left and right. Yep. And I did a spit take on this, spit my coffee right out on the ground when I saw this. Dude, Kansas City Chiefs agreed to a contract extension with quarterback Pat Mahomes worth can be up to over $500 million, Dave. I got my little pinky to my mouth.
Exactly.
Can you believe that?
$500 million. Yeah, man, that is just an absolutely astronomical number. It dwarfs any of the other previous numbers that we've seen come out in these mega contracts. So it is just outstanding. But, you know, when you look at what Pat Mahomes has done in such a short amount of time, I mean, it's easy to buy into the fact that this guy is worth whatever you can throw at him, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. Absolutely, man. He's played 36 games in his career. That's including the postseason. Never lost a game by more than one score. He's never had a QBR under 50. That means he's never sucked. And, you know, oh, guess who's next highest on that? My guy, Dak Prescott. The guy is just a great player, and he doesn't make the mistake that's going to lose you the game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And not only that, he actually – it's more than that, Casey. It's that he wins the game for the team. He can take the team on his back. In last year, in five different games, they were trailing by – double digits, and he came out and rallied his squad for the comeback win. He was 5-0 in those games, and they actually ended up smashing the opponent most of the time after you know, getting a slow start there. But man, it's not, if there's still time on the clock and Pat Mahomes can get back out there on the field, he has shown what he can do, and he can really lead the team to victory. Man, he's an impressive player.
Totally, including the postseason last year, 12 touchdowns passing and rushing in the postseason. That was the most ever in a single postseason in NFL history. You mentioned the huge comeback wins, destroying, ripping the hearts out of the Texans, and then doing it to the Titans. And, of course, San Francisco sitting on that double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth, wrapping that thing up. It was not meant to be. So I would definitely think Mahomes has earned this contract. And then when you break it down, dude, it's really not as insane as it seems. Like, it's a very team-friendly deal, even though you wouldn't think 500
right.
is that
well,
friendly.
Think of it,
but
first
the way
this deal
is set up.
From Patrick Mahomes' point of view, it's a very Patrick Mahomes quality deal. He's averaging $47.7 million a year if he hits his escalators and all that. He's got a crap load of money guaranteed into this, and a lot of that guaranteed money is pretty much – he's so young, he's going to get this money, you know what I mean? But then, like you said, from the angle of the team, right, they're looking at it and they've got this guy wrapped up for a dang long time. You know, it's 10 years onto the two, so he's there for 12 years in all. And when you break down it from a year-to-year basis, you're really not looking at the team getting too cap-strung based on his salary.
Totally, dude. All that guaranteed money over $140 million comes off the contract in the first 5 years, including years 4 and 5. If they were to cut him, which they won't, the dead cap money is only $4 million and then $2 million in seasons 2023 and 2024. So that's not bad at all, dude, for the best player in the NFL, arguably.
I mean, I think any GM would easily sign up for this contract. After 5 years, it's right around $140 million for 5 years. Not just a quarterback, not paying on potential, not paying on past, but both. You're paying on what he's already accomplished, and he's 24 years old. So you're also paying on the potential that this is going to continue. And there's obviously every reason in the world to believe that he's going to continue to get better, which is scary.
Oh, yeah, dude. And if this guy stays healthy, I'm not saying he can have the career of Brady or any of those guys, but he's ready for a new deal at 36 years old, man. And the way the guys are playing these years into their 40s, he could hit another huge payday at the end of this.
Yeah, and from an average annual payday, when you break the whole thing down, he is making over $47 million a year. That's a substantial boost over the other dudes who are making $35 million, like Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, around $34 million. So you're talking about a significant leap up in the year by year for Mahomes there. So you can look at it from both angles and think as you know, it's a win-win.
Yeah, totally. And if the cap continues to go up as it does every year, monster amounts, this is just going to be a fine team deal for these guys. They're not even going to have to sweat it, and they're probably stacking a few Super Bowls. I mean, this guy is really a D Ford offsides 2 years ago from going to back-to-back Super Bowls. Not saying they would have beat the Rams, but from what we've seen in the postseason, they might have. So, it's weird that you could say a win-win with the numbers, but this definitely looks like a win-win for both sides of the chefs here.
All right, Casey. Wait, as we always have to do, let's focus on the star.
That's right,
star,
baby.
Star on the side of the helmet.
What
people
want. What
does this mean for Dak? This is the big stuff. This is where it really comes together. What does this mean for the Dak Prescott contract negotiations? Is it an advantage Dak? Is this an advantage Cowboys? Where are we at with this thing?
Well, Dak has been pressing for that 4-year deal because he wants to get to another contract in just a few years down the road so he can get that huge signing bonus there. The Cowboys have been sticking to their plan to try to get him on a 5-year deal. Yeah. So I'm not sure throwing this Mahomes 10-year deal into the mix is going to change the way either sides are looking at that deal there. Dak did sign his franchise tag, which is nice. That puts him at over $30 million a year to go. And for some reason, if he does have to play on the franchise tag the next few years, that's going to keep going up. So that would be $45 million next year and $54 million the year after that. So that's no chump change.
Yeah.
But you want to secure your guy. You want him to feel good about it, and you want to keep him long term and not have him worrying about an injury, even though he's been very durable. So they have until the 15th of July, which is right around the corner, to work that new deal out. I don't know if this Mahomes deal throws a wrench into those negotiations or not, but Dak is stoked because it's way more money in the pot there. And Jer and Steven are probably wishing they had gotten this thing done a little bit earlier, but it just means that when Dak is laying down in that sleep number bed, eating all that yogurt, he's going to be a rich man no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. The only downside would be if he, for some reason, were to get hurt this year and then or play very poorly for a little while, then get hurt, then maybe they would think about where they would want to go from there. Would they want to go with a draft pick? Would they want to go with Dalton as a stopgap? Other ideas there would pop into their heads. But again, he's bet on himself so far, and it's worked obviously supremely well for putting him in the position he's in right now, dude. But looking ahead, man, we got some young quarterbacks in this league, and not just Dak. This is the Cowboys' problem now. This is going to be a problem for other teams coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, Lamar Jackson, this year's MVP, he's the 41st ranked quarterback when it comes to salary per year.
Wow.
So you know he's going to want a new deal. And Deshaun Watson, he's 37th in quarterback earnings. So these guys are going to both get new mega deals at some point, too.
They're starters, right, Casey?
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely starters in the league, not down there at the bottom, past Jacoby Brissett, Marcus Mariota, Kyler Murray. They're wishing they had that kind of money, dude. They're behind Josh Allen, Chase Daniel, A.J. McCarron. So it's time for those guys to get paid. But it's really going to be interesting to see what type of those guys get now with this new Mahomes 10-year deal. Our team's going to try to model that and figure it out. Is there something else we haven't anticipated?
Well, and it's not technically time for them to get paid because they have to play another season based on the fact that they've only played two seasons in the NFL. So they do have a year, hopefully, of NFL action to look at in terms of how that contract affects the Chiefs and how these two players get paid what they're due, which the opening window starts after the third year that you've played. And they, of course, could have them keep these guys on their rookie contracts and then extend them to that fifth year built-in thing. So there's lots of different ways that the team can leverage this, but they've only played 2 years. So
you want to keep those guys gruntled, though, moving forward,
yes,
Dave.
Yes.
They got to be
gruntled.
Do not
want disgruntled leaders at all, Casey. And then, of course, we don't want to get too far along, but how about Cam Newton, Winston, and like you mentioned a moment ago, Mariota? These guys were just 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever, the superstars, the budding superstars in Winston and Mariota, first and second, and then Newton before that, league MVP. These guys taking very, very modest contracts in this day and age where, I don't know, one guy's treasure is another man's trash. We'll see what can happen with those dudes.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was a couple weeks ago, like the collective NFL watching world besides Patriot fan was throwing dirt on the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get Cam Newton on a sweet deal. And Cam's just been fighting through some injuries. Man, if he can get with the Patriot way, that would be so Patriot-esque to turn this guy back into his MVP form. And all of a sudden, the Patriots have this new wild, like, rushing quarterback attack.
Right. And it wouldn't surprise me Daniels was the guy that drafted Tim Tebow. He had that vision of that type of quarterback, and he had an idea of how he was going to mold the offense in that direction. And this is obviously a far superior athlete and quarterback to Tim Tebow with Cam Newton. So you look at it from that perspective, man. Oof, there's plenty of potential there. Can he get in line with the Patriot way? And if so, then Bill Belichick's going to say, see, I've been the engine.
Tom who?
I'm the engine right here. This has been driving this thing, right?
Oh, man, that is going to be awesome to see, and hopefully we get to see this season, man.
No kidding.
We're getting around training camps are going to be right around the corner, so it's going to be interesting to see the way this thing progresses, and hopefully they keep moving forward. But that is actually going to do it for this episode of The Trend Zone. But Dave, so many ways people can check out the football dudes. This podcast available for subscription on Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Got a lot of good content there. Like us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter. Or if you want to kick it old school, just go to footballdudes.com. All right. He's Dave. I'm Casey. We are out of here.